Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, a weekly glance at all things Shocker Athletics. Each week we give you a rapid-fire listen on events coming up, promotions, ticket deals, a trivia question, and a bit of Shocker history. This week's trivia question: which Shocker female track and field athlete holds the most individual school records? Is it A, Halafine Tuliamuk, B, Nikki Larchmiller, or C, Audacia Moore? Stick around to the end for the answer. Shocker baseball, they are coming off a successful weekend after winning two of three games versus UAB. They are at home on Wednesday. They play number 22 Kansas State at 6 p.m. Weather permitting, fireworks follow the game. Shockers are on the road this weekend with a series at Charlotte. Their next home series begins April 11th, and they play the Roadrunners of UTSA. WSU softball is also on the road this weekend. They play at UAB. They are next at home for a series versus ECU beginning April 11th. Shocker bowling in its first year as an NCAA member. Not surprisingly, they are in their first NCAA regional. That starts Friday versus Felician University in the Lansing Regional. Shockers are the top seed in the regional. The winner of the opening double elimination match faces either Vanderbilt or Fairleigh Dickinson. Both Shocker tennis teams wrap up their home schedule with matches on Fridays. Check GoShockers.com for details. Weather may move them indoors. Shocker volleyball plays Kansas 1:30 p.m. Saturday at Coke Arena in a scrimmage. Admission is free. WSU ends its spring schedule on April 12th. They will go to Kansas City to play in a tournament that day. Your trivia answer is B, Nikki Larchmiller. Larchmiller, who competed from 2013 to 2017, owns five WSU individual records: the 60 meters and 400 meters indoors, and the 100, 200, and 100 hurdles outdoors. She is also a member of two school record relay teams. Tuliamuk owns four Shocker records: the 5,000 and 10,000 meters outdoors, and the 3,000 and 5,000 indoors. For this week in Shocker history, we're going to stick with the track and field theme. April 3rd, 1976, Randy Smith, by then a former Shocker, wins the 3,000-meter steeplechase with a Texas Relays record time of 8 minutes, 31.4 seconds. Wichita State junior Bob Christensen finishes second, his time of 8:32.9 in the steeplechase. Junior Dean Hageman wins the 1500 with a time of 3:47.11. So a really good day for the Shockers in the Texas Relays in Austin on April 3rd, 1976. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at GoShockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at GoShockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.